From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is seeking the support of Saudi Arabia in strengthening a cessation of hostilities agreement in Syria. The efforts come ahead of broader talks on regional crises later this week. Kerry met with Saudi King Salman, a key supporter of rebels trying to overthrow Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. Islamic State extremists have claimed responsibility for a suicide bomb attack on a state-run gas facility north of Baghdad Sunday. 11 people were killed in the blast and 21 wounded. A suicide bomber exploded a car near the front gate of the gas production facility at around 6 a.m. local time. Following the explosion, another van carrying at least six more militants wearing explosive vests gained access to the facility. After about an hour of shooting, security forces were able to neutralize the attackers, but officials say the attackers were able to set fire to three of the facility's gas storage containers. Afghanistan security forces said Sunday they have halted advances overnight by the Taliban on a key northern city and have inflicted heavy casualties on them. Witnesses say the fighting on the outskirts of Puli Creamery erupted when the Taliban overran several villages and security outposts. The hostilities temporarily closed the main highway linking Kabul with eight northern provinces. President Barack Obama has urged graduates at Rutgers University to pursue positive change in the world despite enormous challenges. Leaders at the New Jersey University had lobbied Mr. Obama for years to deliver the address at the school's 250th commencement. This is VOA News.